Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood. That's, yeah, I totally just scared our guests. I totally just made them jump.
That's a way to make an entrance.
Wake up, Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. Really, you were
get up.
You're excited to be here.
That's how my dad woke me up from school when I was
a kid. Get up. That's cruel.
Wake up, Eddie.
That's the worst.
Go to school.
No wonder you were like, oh, I am never going to get up early.
And that's why I'm doing free radio at night now.
Welcome back, Eddie Pence.
Hey,
how are you?
Going good.
We missed you last week. Where were you?
Where was I?
You're playing hooky.
I had a show. I was doing a show in Long Beach.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was fun for the three people that showed up.
That happens, though. You know, that's part of the beauty of what we do as artists.
I don't know if it's the beauty part, but it's part of what we do.
You know what? If you didn't have that, you wouldn't appreciate the shows that have
I think I would. I think I would totally appreciate Full Houses that laughed at everything.
That's true. That's true.
I think I would totally.
You got something cool to promote. Let's get right into it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the top 10 finalists for Kevin and Bean's, the K-Rock morning show. Kevin and Bean, they're doing a contest where a comic gets to open up the show, April Foolishness, this Saturday at the Shrine Auditorium.
Dude, that's amazing.
I'm in the top 10.
You're so humble. So, you're like, I made it into the top 10.
The top 10 again.
I'd be like, guess what? I made it into the top 10.
Only 8 people entered, so.
No, that's amazing. Yeah, please, tell them the website.
I know we have 13,000 listeners, apparently.
Well, wait.
That's what I was told.
We had 10,000 up to last month.
We had 10,000.
And we just got the new numbers, and we are up 3,000 people
in one month. Apparently, we have
13,000.
Apparently, we have 13,000.
That's right. 13,000.
I think someone just fell asleep with their finger on the keyboard. We have 13,000. So if all you guys just go to krock.com, find Kevin and Bean, April Foolishness, the top 10 opening act, go to find Eddie Pence, and then vote for me. Or you can watch all the videos of all the 10 comics and vote for the one you think is the funniest. But I'd rather you just vote for me.
Honestly, you gave them a lot of directions.
I gave them a lot. Just krock.com and then sort of follow it from
there.
Well,
why don't you put the link? You got your link on Twitter, right?
It's on Twitter. Go to at Eddie Pence. It's on there.
Okay, at Eddie Pence. Vote for him. I even recruited some people.
Yeah,
and
you
got
did.
You
I
some,
appreciate that.
I got some of my fans and former guests to vote for you,
yeah,
which is awesome.
I appreciate that.
So any listeners out there.
Just krock.com. And then you can. It's usually promoted on their page, and then you can navigate through the website.
That's got to be exciting.
I guess.
Dude, the Shrine Auditorium, that's a badass
place.
It's
a big-ass place.
I performed there when I was 11 years old for the Grammys. That's where they were.
Yeah.
And that place is
huge.
I was
there last year.
It's huge. And it's got huge. So much history. Yeah. I mean, so much history. So, dude,
it's
that's
cool to
a
walk
huge
under
accomplishment.
The stage in the back.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's actually where I was most of the time.
Yeah,
the
back.
Yeah, which is under the stage.
Servicing people?
No, not servicing.
No.
But you know what? You know, to your excitement, I'm sure, I met Sam Kinison then.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I met Will Smith when he was the Fresh Prince.
Mm.
And he had lost the Grammy that night, so he was like super bummed. I met Milli Vanilli that night. Pretty crazy. Robin Fab. Yep.
Yeah.
Fine Young
which
Cannibals.
Which one's dead?
I think Fab is the one
Fab
that's
is
dead.
The one that dead?
Yeah. Bummer.
Not too bad.
And who else? There were so many people. But anyways, Shrine Auditorium. Dude, I hope you get this.
No.
You deserve it. I watched some of the other videos of some of the other comics. Not that great.
Ah, come
saying.
On. We're all in
you,
it together.
I watched your clip. It made me laugh. It made me chuckle. It made me giggle like a schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah.
So I wish
makes
you the
me
best.
Uncomfortable.
And you know what? You're always in my top 10, regardless.
Thanks. Who are the other 9?
I'm not telling.
So go to krock.com, look up Kevin and Bean, April Foolishness, and vote for me, please.
Anyway. You know, you deserve one of these.
Hey,
top 10.
Yeah,
no, you do. No, you do.
No,
get
no,
used
no,
to it.
Yeah, stop it.
Take another
God
bow. You just might as well.
Stop it.
Take another bow. Take a curtsy. Yes.
God damn it.
Hey,
stop it.
That's a lot of swearing.
That is a lot of
my parents just stopped listening.
God, do not take a little.
So we have 12,998 listeners
now. That's good.
So what else have you been up to? How was your week?
Oh, my in-laws are in town.
Oh.
So, doing a lot of stuff.
That's brutal. You know,
a lot of... It's hard having in-laws in a two-bedroom apartment.
Are you just, like, ready to...
No, that's not enough bullets. There we go. That's better.
You're that's terrible. Better. You shot me in my leg. Just kidding.
Bad aim.
No, I mean, that's got to be... In, I guess
no, they're good in-laws. They're, as far as in-laws go, they are really good in-laws.
So you get along with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they're good.
And they've probably been to L.A. enough that you don't have to do like the L.A.
We still stuff. Do some stuff because you can't sit inside all day. But yeah. It, you know, Colton's on spring break, so 5-year-old spring break.
He just started kindergarten.
How is crazy.
How is he already on spring break?
Palm Springs, baby.
Dude, is that what you're going to do?
No, I don't know. I'm doing anything.
I did that in high school. That's what you do in Los Angeles.
You go to Palm Springs?
Yeah, you go to Palm Springs.
Hang out with the old people?
Dude, it's hot. Well, you know, hopefully you can get into some kind of, like, condo or something. And most of them have golf carts. Mm. So it turns into a little festive.
Drunk golf cart driving?
We used to call this...
Sounds safe.
Well, in high school, I used to get a little inebriated. And we'd have two guys hanging on the back of a golf cart. And we'd race through a slippery... You know, golf course in the middle of the night because it'd just been, you know, sprinklers won and everything.
Yeah.
We'd call it scurfing.
Did you scurfing? Did you roll a golf cart?
No, we almost did a couple times. But you know what was funny? It was like all about trying to get the guys, you know, to fall off.
To die?
To die.
To try to kill your friends.
You know, you just want to pull some 18 maneuvers every now and then.
That's what being a teenager is all about.
I got some news too. We just got asked, NK Band just got asked to open for one of my favorite blues artists. Guy named Gary Clark Jr., and we are doing that June 25th in Milwaukee. So I'm super excited. I actually met him backstage at Coachella like 2 years ago.
Nice.
Way into his music. He's like a kind of like a Jimi Hendrix inspired blues guitarist. And the funny thing is, like, that's where I want to go in music. I just want to play blues and funk. That's all I want to do now. And so I think this is the beginning of that. It's like now we're just opening for blues artists and a heavy guy too. You know, so pretty excited.
Nice.
Pretty excited.
Do you find that your fan base follows along with a lot of blues?
Yeah. I think our fan base is way into just like dance music in general.
Yeah.
So funk and blues is like right up their alley. I think one of the things that got you know, attention in the beginning is that we were so different than so many LA bands. Yeah. Most LA bands are hard rock, alternative. You know what I'm saying? Like you've gone to those clubs and seen those shows.
Yeah.
So I think the fact that we were doing like world music and reggae and kind of doing stuff that was totally different, it just made us stand out just with the music alone. So,
yeah.
But now it's like, you know, I think it's exciting to see like going into a different style of music. For me, if like, you know, we opened up for the Roots 5 years ago and that was one of the most terrifying shows because it's like hip hop. We're a stretch for hip hop, you know? So when I walked out on the stage, I'm like,
unless you're hip hop, opening for hip hop, it's a stretch.
But you know what? You'd be surprised because you know how many hip hop acts open for hip hop acts and get booed because they're like not that great or it's just like because they're not known and people just don't care. But at being so different than the Roots, people actually embraced us, which was like
that's
for me.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But Gary Clark Jr. is a huge influence. Like I've been listening to his live records, so. You know, when we got the opportunity. And the festival, like, has Kendrick Lamar is playing, Zach Brown Band, Kings of Leon. So, a lot of big names. So, I'm excited to get the band out there.
Well, before we start the show, I was going to play my two-minute clip.
Oh, yeah. Play it. This is what people are voting for.
My top 10.
Do it. Do it.
This is what you're voting for if you vote for me. Here we go. This is 2 minutes of me wasting your time.
I saw a sign hanging up on a lamppost near my apartment building. It said, Found Rabbit. What? I just want to call him. Like, yeah, I think he just found a rabbit. They live out there. It doesn't belong to anyone. Let it go. Who's walking around outside? Oh, rabbit, you must belong to somebody. Let me take you home. Why are you fighting it? Stop fighting. I saw an even dumber sign that found a rabbit. I saw a sign someone hung up said, lost bird, it found, it's called. Your bird flew away, it's gone. Why are you saying the sign says lost helium balloon? It's gone. I don't know why you would bring your bird back. Birds are horrible, horrible pets. I don't even know why you want a pet. This is the most fun you can have with a pet bird.
Okay, there you are. All right. Let's put you right there. Okay. Okay, let's put you back. There we go.
That's it. That's what you think out of the cage to begin with. Like, get out of the cage. You're stupid. Get out of the cage. Carl! Carl!
Oh, super, we found him.
I saw a sign.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So that's
awesome
it. Go to krock.com.
You know what? I gotta I'm gonna plug you a little bit. The coolest part about that little video bit that you have is actually watching what you do. Like when you're walking away with the rabbit and you're doing why you fight it and you do your little mannerisms and the little bird stuff. Like, dude, a lot of that stuff is so brilliant because it's like you really paint
and
the
I'm
picture.
Naked from the waist down. So.
Well then.
Well done.
Anyways, we got our special guest of the night in our studio, Marie. Say hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us your story. Where did you come from? Where did you hail from? And how did you get into music?
All right. Well, I'm from Costa Rica.
Woohoo! Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What does that mean? Pure life?
Pure life. Dude, you must be bilingual.
I'm so on, what is that, Spanish? I'm so all over that.
Yeah. Yes. You're all over it.
And that means hi and hello and bye and what's up. And
it's like the aloha of Hawaii, really. That's like their slogan. Yeah. But it's pretty awesome. Like, pure life. Pure life. It's like very deep. It's like...
It's a little intense.
You know, California right slogan is like, hey, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like pure life. It's like, you know, that's pretty intense to be greeted with.
Yeah. They ask you, how are you? Pure life.
Pure life. You got to say it like that, though. Pure life.
Settle down.
Some people do.
Not until I've had my coffee. Just settle down.
So how did you get into music in Costa Rica?
That's been in my life forever. I think since I'm a baby, my mom has told me that I'm always listening to music. They saw that it was something that interested me. And since I was little, they put me in choir.
So did your parents play or anything like that?
No, okay. They didn't. But they saw that I liked it. So they're like,
let's put her in piano lessons now. Pura vida. She should learn to play piano.
Oh, yeah. And they tried ballet and all that.
Wow.
Like, do not do that.
You're
at
like,
all.
I don't want to do this, Mom. No. Let me play piano.
Yes, but...
did you start with classical music?
No.
No?
No.
Every kid starts with classical music. I thought that was like the thing.
It
like,
was. Not no, fair. It didn't. It was just like one of those little books that you just read and they have like little easy songs.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't remember much of that.
You're like, now I am a virtuoso, so those days are way behind me.
Not at all, but yeah, that's how I started. Choir, lots of choir, I loved it. Just singing.
Choir is great because it trains your ears so well. I even tap my ear, just so you all know. It's serious stuff. No, really. But it trains your ear on so many levels.
It was awesome.
Probably in different ways than piano. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Oh, totally. Because you get to hear the harmonies and you have to sing them.
Eddie wishes he was in choir. Doesn't Eddie look... Doesn't he have the look like...
I have such
I
a
wish I was
choir,
choir boy. Pura vida.
I'll never forgive my parents. Never forgive them.
You know what? How did you miss that boat? They just were like, you're going to just play soccer.
I don't look like I belong in a choir.
You're like, this guy is the class clown. Let's just hope he just has a budding comedy career.
Kicked out of a choir. One, for not being able to sing.
Two, for just being the jackass.
Yeah.
It's okay. We still love you. You're still a choir boy in my book. Pura vida.
Pura vida.
Hey, you see, I hear a singing voice in there.
There you
That's
go.
Very nice. So, when did you start playing piano? What age?
Well, I would say I think my mom made me, like, finish the whatever course. I think it was, like, 6 months that you had, like, I had to go. And I'm sure at one point I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Why are you making me go? You know,
it's the worst thing.
Like
when
that.
You're a kid, you're like, oh, my God, I don't want to do this.
I was probably, like, 6 or 7. I swear I don't remember.
And then did you ever stop or did you stick with it?
Oh, I stopped. I stopped and then I was just singing. Oh, no, it sucks because now, I mean, I write with piano, but it's not like I can go and read like the notes like crazy and I don't know.
I went back to it around high school and I was like, man, where did the time go? You know, because I stopped like in third grade. I was like, I don't want to do this. I just want to play soccer with Eddie.
Yeah. So much more fun.
Well, it is. Especially when you're doing like some of those books, they don't make it fun. Oh, I think that's a big thing. Yeah. If I was learning like Oogie Boogie Blues stuff, I'd be like, this is awesome. But they don't start you with that stuff. They start you with the most boring, rudimentary stuff. So it's just like not exciting.
Exactly.
So you stopped playing piano when and you started singing?
Well, it must have been around 7, too. But I've always been singing that whole time. And I never stopped.
Were you a soprano, an alto?
Soprano. It actually, it was called Super Soprano.
Oh, Super Soprano.
I did not know.
Somebody is not humble at all.
Because I was little, and then I could go like freaking high, like crazy high. So I don't know why.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe my mom told me that or something.
That sounds like a mom thing.
You're a super soprano.
That sounds
like a vida.
That's more of a mom compliment than an actual thing.
It does sound like a mom compliment. So maybe it was that, but I have a feeling it was maybe it was the choir. I don't know. Yeah, let's say it was a mom thing. But soprano, yes.
No. Let's just say super soprano.
Let's just say super soprano.
Please. So you were a super soprano.
I was a super soprano.
You know what? You're going to have to start wearing a shirt. I am the super. In all my years of choir, I've never heard of the super soprano.
There's only been one.
Super
soprano. He's the Highlander of sopranos. Super soprano.
All right, so you started singing. What kind of stuff were you singing in choir?
What was I singing in choir?
Songs?
Yes. Yes,
very songs. Good, Eddie. So were you doing like folk music, classical?
We were at a church, so we would sing on like Sunday mornings after the rehearsal. So it was
jazz, religious.
Hymns,
jazz,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Blues.
No, none of that.
Definitely not.
It's not sacred. Pura vida.
No.
Death metal? You guys sing a lot of death metal?
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Sunday morning.
Hey, actually, in my church, they would have like rock masses, and they'd play like U2 and stuff. It was pretty awesome. But
did they play like U2 or they play like Striper? And
no, not Striper. They play like U2.
Really?
Yeah. Which was cool. I was like, this is awesome. This is the way it should be. But not many churches were like that.
No.
They were very forward thinking. They were a super soprano of churches. So you were singing church hymns. And then what brought you to the U.S.? What made you say, I need to leave Costa Rica. I need to leave the pura vida for just the vida.
The music? Well, over there, if you are doing music, first of all, you can only do pop and rock.
Right.
And that is something I do not do.
Right.
I'm just not a rock singer at all. And I've always loved listening to kind of more, you know, jazzy and soul.
So there's none of that in Costa Rica? It's pop or rock in Costa Rica?
I'm not going to say
Costa Rica.
None.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
It's Costa Rica. I think I would know.
So, moving away from that.
So it's just...
You've just offended our guest. I
want to know they don't. It's Costa Rica. Hashtag
it's
Costa Rica.
Puerto Rico. That's what people say.
I bet there's a rival. Rivalry. All right. So, anyway.
I just was curious. Like, that's weird. Like, there's just, like, that's, like, what's dominated and nothing else comes out of there.
Well, probably because of the tourists. They probably just have that because that's what the tourists
want. MTV was, like, crazy big. They always just played pop and rock.
Yeah.
What else did they do there?
Right. Well, then how did you get into jazz?
I have no idea. Just like movies or stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, I actually like that music. What am I listening to? You know, I would listen to like Celine Dion. I loved that.
That's not jazz.
No,
I'm just kidding. I know.
But
she's like, then I don't like jazz.
That's
I like pop
funny.
And rock.
No,
that's too funny.
I didn't know about jazz after like later on when I was younger. I listened to that like Celine Dion and Christina Aguilera and because that's what was around me.
Yeah, you know? Of course.
Pink.
Of course.
I still love Pink. She's awesome.
No,
but,
she's good. She's good. She's not jazz either. The jazz gods are like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But I found out about like Ella?
Yeah.
Way older.
I saw Ella perform when I was a kid.
Oh, I should.
I didn't know. Like, everybody, literally, like, they announced her, and it was like, Ella Fitzgerald, and the whole crowd literally was just like, yeah, it was serious. And that's when I knew. I'm like, oh, this is a great singer that I'm about to hear.
Yeah.
So she's the business. Who else?
Yeah, that was amazing. And Aretha came later. And just like listening to some other things, I'm like, I don't see this in Costa Rica. I need to go somewhere else and find my music and find what I like. And then I just heard a lot of people, friends of mine who were musicians, who are still just doing covers and things like that.
You're like, this is not interesting.
It's not what I wanted to do.
Right.
It's not what I wanted to do. So I heard some people moved to L.A. or Berkeley. Or, you know, I just started listening to other things like...
Well, jazz, it's an American art form. So it's like, it's here. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's... What's really cool is like when foreigners come here, immigrants, whatever, and put their own spin on it. Like some of my favorite jazz artists now aren't from the U.S. You know what I mean? So Michel Camilo is one of my favorite pianists. And he's not from here. And he's like one of the best out there. You know what I mean? So it's really interesting. Now you're in a place where you could probably influence jazz in a different way by bringing in influences from Costa Rica. You know what I mean?
I agree.
She's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Next album. Let's talk about my album now. All right. So let's get you into playing something. What are you going to play us for?
All right. Well, I'm going to play this song called Towers. And this one I actually wrote here in L.A. when I moved and went to school, L.A. College of Music.
Yeah, yo.
Now.
And, she was one of my students.
School of Rock? Rock 101?
No, she wasn't in Rockstar 101. That was songwriting. You were in songwriting 3 and 4.
I was in songwriting, yeah.
That's right. Pura Vida. I'm just kidding. I got to keep saying it like that. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's fine.
It's going to annoy Eddie, but I won't.
Too late.
All right, so go on with your song.
All right, so let's do it. This is called Towers. Oh, and I have a guest here with me who's going to join me.
Oh, yeah, introduce your guest. Come
on. I stopped. This is Dawn Redson.
Woohoo!
Here with me.
Hello. Take a curtsy. Take a curtsy.
Hello.
That's deep.
See, she's a bass.
Soprano.
She's like, she's not a super soprano.
Super bass.
Super bass. So, yes, she's here with me. She's my bestie. Aww.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany.
Germany?
Yes.
This is like the United Nations right now.
I know.
Worlds are colliding. Pura vida.
You gotta stop.
Wie geht's?
Just kidding.
Sehr gut.
Sehr gut. Okay, let's hear it.
Let's do it. Again, same living room we had for years. While you're reading, I can hear you breathe. That's all I ever hear from you now. Hello, I'm still trying to figure out the look you gave me this morning after our cold embrace. When we come back from work, our silent routine plays its game now. Do you hear me? I bought a new red lipstick for you. I'm trying to work it out, but you keep putting up your towers that block my view and make me turn left or right or backwards, but never stray through your empty towers. And you said you would leave it in the past, but you can't forget. And no one could have seen it coming, just phase that he's gone. Me, I bought a new red lipstick for you. I'm trying to work it out, but you keep putting up your towers that block my view and make me turn left or
right or backwards, but never straight through your empty tower.
Very nice. Woo! Smooth. That was smooth.
Very smooth.
Cool as ice. Beautiful.
Super soprano-esque.
That was awesome. Do you listen to Fiona Apple? You got to have Fiona Apple as one of your influences.
I love Fiona Apple, but I wouldn't say like she's a main influence.
Well, you should check more of her music out because
I love her. She's
you
awesome.
You got that. It's in that bag. It's like awesome. So slamming. So thank your you. Harmonies are great too, Dawn.
I love singing with her. She's awesome.
Kudos. She's like, yeah, I am a super harmonizer. I may not be a super soprano, but I am a super harmonizer. Eddie, you're a super radio co-host.
I know.
No, seriously, the harmonies were super cool. I like when harmonies are different. Like, you know, you're not just doing the same. Eddie just learned about harmonies.
Yeah, yeah,
so
I have no
did
idea
you
what's
hear? Well, no, you do now. Now you know what slightly. Harmonies are. So did you hear how the harmonies were so different than what normal pop music is doing?
No.
No.
Like, I know it sounded good, but other than that, no, I have no idea. What's
I appreciate
happening.
Your honesty. You're like
no idea. What's
no.
You sounded good, but
you're
other
basically
than that,
like no.
It didn't register in my head past, wow, that sounds good.
Yeah, and that, well, that's you what, passed. You passed that need, Eddie's right? test. That's yeah. right. That's right. That's all you need sometimes. No, that was slamming. So tell me, like, what was behind the story of the song?
You know what? This story is one of the first songs I wrote, just in general. I started writing when I came here. Before in Costa Rica, it never crossed my mind to write anything. And this was just a class project for songwriting at Llama, and we were supposed to be given
is this
topic?
Nikhil's class?
No, no she was, this is songwriting one. Did you have Thina?
Cassia.
Cassia.
Cassia. Awesome.
Pura vida.
Oh, my God.
Like, I am about to strangle you.
I'm about to make your voice really sound like that forever.
Wow, that's not very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we had her, and someone had to give us a topic. A friend said, all right, so your topic is towers.
Oh, okay.
The song, that's it. He just said towers.
You're like, I'm never going to write another song called Towers again. No, that's cool, though. It was
that's how it came.
You know, the chorus was really unique in what you were saying poetically. That's what I liked about it. It was like, and your melody was going high. It was like, okay, she's painting a picture of towers. This is great. No, it was really nice. It was really nice. So you have a song that's on iTunes right now,
oh,
right?
Yes, my
so
single.
Where did you record it? Your single.
My single.
It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Oh, yes, my first single. So happy to have it out there.
And what's it called? Where did you record it? Who was involved in the project?
This song is called Move Forward. You can find it on CD Baby and iTunes and Spotify and all that.
Well, how do they find you? What, do you have like a website or a Twitter or anything?
Oh, well, you can find me. The Facebook is easy. So if you write Marie Musica, so you have to spell it. Marie has two E's. Marie. And then Musica. It's like music and then an A at the end.
Musica.
Eddie's like,
Musica.
He lost me with the double E's.
Musica. You only need one E.
Musica. So let's. So tell me what went into this recording. So you were in the studio and you were like, I want to move forward. You see what I did there, Eddie? Where was the? You know
what?
It just kills me. It kills me. All that good punchline goodness.
I don't have a rim shot. For a reason.
Yeah. and you call yourself a comedian. I'm just kidding. All right, so you went in the studio.
Yes, I recorded this at a home studio of a friend of ours. His name is
Joshua Willing Halpern.
That's right, and she knows that because she's worked with him a lot. Yeah.
She knows more than harmonize.
Oh, yes.
OMG.
She can read my eyes. I just looked at her, and she's like, help me go for it. So she recommended me this guy. I listened to some of his stuff, and he is great. And that's where we recorded. She's singing harmonies. Dawn is singing harmonies. Okay.
Well, who else would?
Yeah, she's a super harmonizer.
Super harmonizer.
Why not? If you're a super soprano, there's no anybody else you got to call. Come on.
Well, there's another super harmonizer in there.
Her name is Kira Hooks.
What?
her name is Kira Hooks, so she's also singing.
She was just on our show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, she was on our show a couple weeks ago. Big shout out to Kira Hooks.
Yes. And we had a little thing called Soul on Canvas, the three of us singing our own original songs. The others do harmonies and, you know, what we can, whatever we can. And so the three of us recorded That's My Song.
Well, let's hear it. Let's move forward and listen to this song.
Available on iTunes, CD Baby, and Spotify.
Yes, indeed.
Here it is. Move forward.
A choice to make. From here now on, it's in my hands. This is the role that I take, and I couldn't feel better. So many obstacles that I have had to overcome. Overthinking if I'm good enough, I'd bring myself down. But it's time for me.
Digging into some deep, deep harmony stuff.
Oh, that's... I love that.
Cool,
love harmonies.
Cool. Even your melodies. Your melodies are, like, super jazzy and very abstract.
Awesome.
Which is cool. It's cool. It's like you're like, I don't want to do anything that sounds like anything else that's out there.
Yep.
But that's the cool thing. No, I mean, honestly, it's like... Right. Well, pop music has its thing, which I like, too. It's like trying to write a pop song is... like trying to write something that's so accessible for people. Mm. But kind of doing the opposite of that... is like breaking the norm, you know. It's like it's really cool. I mean, you're going to get a lot of musicians at your shows that are like, yeah, this is heavy stuff, heavy stuff.
Yeah, I hope I can get the non-musicians as well.
No, of course, you know, of course.
That's a good thing. But no, I love that.
Well, like, do you know who Michelle Indeggio-Cello is?
I do not. I need to write that down,
you need to write this down. Yeah, she is one of the heaviest musicians out there. And the funny thing is, she is not pop music at all. She was on one music video with John Mellencamp, but as a background singer, just playing bass. But she's such a heavy musician. She's like a female Prince. And she is so badass. Mm. And when you go to her shows, it's like all musicians. All musicians are just like, yo, dude, did you hear that jazz chord? Did you hear that augmented?
We have a caller.
Oh.
Should I answer?
Yeah, answer it. Hello, hello. This is Wake Up Hollywood. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kira. I just wanted to know
how are you? What's up, Kira? We were just talking about you. We were like, she was just on the show.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm listening in, and I love it.
Did you hear yourself on the radio just now? You were like, I'm going to tune in to hear me harmonizing. I hear you're the other super harmonizer.
Like, I'm a super harmonizer. I want to talk with everybody else.
She's like, I want to be on the show again.
This sucks.
Kira, you sounded awesome on that track. Seriously. You're like not even paying attention to us. You're like, I've said my piece.
I'm going to go super harmonized by myself.
You got everybody nervous. It was like, we have a caller. I'm like, please don't be a pizza order. Please.
Oh, that would have been awesome. I'm so hungry.
Oh, my goodness.
Where are you calling from?
This is so funny because I'm hearing this and then I'm hearing that.
Oh, see, are we on a delay for you?
Yeah.
So we're ahead of our time. You get it? You get it? Where's my rim shot? Eddie,
no.
I'm just giving you alley-oops here. Pura vida. Kira, we're going to have you back on and have you all three sing live soon.
Yes, please.
Yeah, what's it? What's the project called?
I miss everybody out there.
Aw, we miss you too,
Kira. Where are you?
Aw.
Don't give an exact location, because there's weirdos out there. Like, generally, where are you?
What vicinity are you in? What zip code?
She's in Houston.
77346, so outside.
You're in Houston right now?
Yeah.
It must be like 140 degrees out there right now.
Yeah. You're like, you got a listener from Texas.
Woo! See? Mm-hmm. See this? Now we're 13,001 listeners. Hey! Kira, thank you for tuning in. We'll have to have you come back in the studio soon.
Of course.
Maria is like, okay, that's enough, Kira.
It's my time. It's my time. She had her show. Now it's my show.
She's like, that chick is always.
No, I love you, Kira.
I'm just kidding. Well, thanks for calling in, Kira. We love you and we miss you, and we can't wait for you to come back in and sing with the three super soprano harmonizers.
Love and miss you guys too. Keep singing.
We will. Right. We all will, including Eddie. Eddie's waiting for his break in the choir.
It's
going to
be epic. It's going to be epic.
All right, so Marie, so let's go back to you are recording now. Are you performing live? Where can people find you?
So I am. Well, actually, I'm going to go to Costa Rica for a couple of weeks
at the end
of April.
Poor thing.
Oh, yeah. Just got to do it for the job.
I just got to live on that beach for a couple of weeks.
And I'm hoping to record a few songs. I've written a few songs in Spanish.
That's awesome.
And I feel like, and the rhythm is kind of Costa Rican thing going on. Yeah. So I feel like that's the best place to go and record that.
You're like, only super sopranos should fly to Costa Rica to record. You know, musicians can do that in Los Angeles too. She's like, no. Not like over there.
Oh, no, I have to fly.
No. Of course. Amazing.
So that's my next plan, to go over there and record a few songs and see what comes with that.
That's amazing. That's exciting.
Yes.
So when you come back, what do you usually play? What venues do you play?
It's just always different.
Because I was just thinking, I'm like, this to me is like Blue Whale. That's a good venue for you. Like all the jazz venues, I'm thinking.
That's a good venue. I haven't played there yet.
See?
I've sang there super harmonizing.
She's a super harmonizer too. She's like, I'm not modest.
No, it's always, I mean, I always post it on Facebook. So if you find me there, Marie Musica, I'm going to post it there. I'm planning some shows in May, solo. So let's see where that takes me. And
she's just like, solo.
Solo. Super solo.
Well, I guess I'm out.
There you go.
Don, where are you from in Germany?
Hamburg.
Hamburg. Yes. Hamburg. I've been there.
The most beautiful city.
Yeah. I've been to Munich. I've been to Dresden. I've been to Berlin. I've been to Hamburg. I lived in Austria for a while. See? Wie geht's?
This should be a show about where you've been.
Well, I'm just saying. I love Germany. It's great culture. So it's cool. Costa Rica and Germany. You guys should be playing soccer and playing music, too. You're like, no soccer.
Let's not go there.
You're like, Costa Rica didn't make it that far. Next, you got the next Wake Up.
We have another caller.
Please don't be a pizza order. Hello, this is Wake Up Hollywood.
Yeah, hello.
Who's this? Hello?
Yeah, hello. Just to say I'm the number one fans of Mariela.
Oh, that's awesome. Who is it?
It's Mikozy.
Mikozy!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
How are you, Mikozy? We have a lot of women, including Eddie, blushing. Right?
Where's the pizza?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, actually, I was trying to hear from the intro directly, but it looks like there is a big delay, so I'm gonna use just the phone then.
That's okay. You want to say hello to Mariela? Marie?
Yeah. Hi.
This is my
phone. Aww. You have a little love connection.
He's in Costa Rica right
now. Oh, wow. You're our first international caller. This is big.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I just wanted to say hi to Mariela Life, in this kind of shows. This is the first time that she's in one, I think. Even though she's very famous, because she's very famous.
That's awesome.
Everybody's waiting for her here in Costa Rica.
See?
So,
you got a whole entourage in Costa Rica.
Just a few days, we're waiting for her, basically.
That's awesome. You're bringing the Pura Vida to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I love it.
Pura Vida, Costa Rica, yeah.
See? Maria, you want to say anything to your boyfriend?
Well, I'm going to see him soon, so I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for always.
She's like, I'll call you later.
Yeah, that's mine. Okay, well, thank you for the chance. Thank you all.
Thank you so much. It's amazing to see, the people who you love that support you.
That's awesome.
And
that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Like, honestly, so that's awesome. What it's about right there.
Yeah.
You're a good fan.
You're a good supporter.
You're a pretty good boyfriend, but you're a good fan.
Breaking on.
I didn't hear that. Did you hear that, Maria?
I did not.
What did you say? One more time?
No. It's just almost 7 years with her, so I have to be a good fan, of course.
Well, thank you for calling. And well, I'll have to meet you in person. We'll have to bring you on the show because you're our very first international caller.
We can't bring everyone who calls on the show.
Why not, Eddie?
Thank you. Come on. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Adios.
Thank you
adios.
For calling. Good night.
Adios.
Pura vida. That was amazing.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was very awesome.
Two callers in one show.
I know. See,
that's a new record.
Crazy.
It's a new record.
It's because of all the listeners, and we're hitting Costa Rica now. They're out there listening. I like it. All right, so let's get to your next song. What are you going to play us?
All right, well, I love writing my own songs, but I also like arranging songs that are out there. And this is a song that I'm sure everyone should know this. It was playing like crazy. So this is Chandelier by Sia.
All right, let's hear it.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down. I'm the one for a good time, call phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell. I feel the love. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. One down till I lose count. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, and I'm gonna live life.
it doesn't exist. Oh, I'm gonna fly like the birds of the night. Feel my tears as they cry. Oh, I'm gonna swim from the chandelier. From the chandelier. I'm just holding on for tonight, on for tonight, on for dear life. Won't look down, won't open my eyes. Keep my glass full until morning. Cause I'm just holding on for tonight, on for tonight. Until I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. Tomorrow doesn't exist.
I gotta tell you, I was sitting so still. I was like, don't make a with my chair because it was so quiet and it was so intimate. Mm. Very cool. Very cool arrangement.
Michelle, I voted for that. Down.
Oh, Eddie.
Put some candles.
Oh, you're such a romantic. I've never seen really, this side of
I'm
you.
Super romantic. Super romantic.
Quit monkeying around. Seriously.
Ugh.
I don't expect this from you. It's been that was like a soundbite.
Yeah, it should be. Every time you play a soundbite, I'm just like.
I voted for that song for the Grammys because I think it's one of the most unique melodies out there. I mean, it's so different. It's so different.
It caught me like the first time I heard it. I was too. Like, what is this?
And it's just like first of all, we heard some super soprano notes. I'm sure you heard them too.
We did. Right there at the end, right? That was super soprano.
Break some glass.
Right?
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
See.
Even I can recognize superpowers. Yeah,
I know. It made Eddie's hair stand up. And it usually looks like that, but there's more hair standing up right now. No, that melody is great, but I love the chords you're playing underneath it. It's like...
Thank you.
It's just...
It changed a lot.
Yeah, it's so jazzy. I love jazz. We've had two jazz artists. You weren't here last week, but I had my keyboardist, who's releasing a jazz record, on here last week. So we've had two jazz artists back to back. I love it. Jazz is where it's at.
Apparently.
Let's bring it back. Bring it back, y'all. Pura vida. So, where
you
are
you
playing?
You have to be annoying yourself at this point, right?
No, I just like saying it. It's like, I don't say it
you
every
sure?
show. No, if I said it every show.
But even that time, you bailed at the end of that one.
No,
like,
I didn't.
Even like, oh my God, I'm annoying myself.
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
It's not true. That's enough. Yeah.
Damn.
Just throwing you down there. Yeah. That's enough. Yeah. One more peep out of you, and I'm going to have to be lights out.
Please. I've been begging someone to.
All right. One more time. Where can people find you? What's your Twitter? What's your Facebook? Give us the lowdown.
My Facebook and my Instagram, actually. I need to start getting on Twitter, man.
It's the way of the world, unfortunately.
You know what sucks? I hate Twitter. I link it to my Facebook stuff, so it's just like, okay, it just goes out.
It's a stupid thing.
Yeah, I should
just
do that. But you can find me, Marie Musica, Marie. Musica, M-U-I-S.
No.
M-U-S-I-C-A.
People were typing. They're like, what?
Yeah. No.
They've already tuned out.
But Marie, that's what you want to remember.
Marie.
M-A-R-I-E-E. Musica.
Yes. And you're going to come back to the U.S. after you go record some songs.
Yes.
And you're going to tour. You're going to play some shows. Hopefully in L.A.?
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
She's like, yeah, we got this. We're ready. And Dawn? When are you performing again?
What do you got going
on? I'm actually performing next month on April 18th.
April 18th?
Where
at?
Where?
At room 5 at 8.
Oh, room 5.
Maria is like, that's enough. That's enough. Shut up. It's my show. This is my time. My time. I got my other super harmonizer calling in. I got my boyfriend. I can call him anytime. I'm just kidding. April 18th at
Room 5.
Room 5.
I played there. That's nice. A good room. Nice. It's a good room. Good room. Yes. And Eddie, one more time. Where
are you? Go to krock.com. Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Find me on there. Vote.
Vote. What number are you on there so people know?
I
think you're number 5 or 6.
Six maybe? Or seven or eight or something.
Not that it's like rankings.
No, it's not a rank. It's just an order of, they just put the top 10 on.
Look for Eddie Pence.
And just vote.
Marie, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
It was the shit. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Good night, Hollywood.
Wake up, Hollywood.
Good night, Hollywood.
Good night.
Say good night at the end.
Well, I just said wake up because that's the name of the show. I was trying to be clever.
We say wake up at the beginning.
That's enough.
It's kind of clever to say good night, Hollywood. Never mind.